Welcome to Wednesday here on the NLCC Holy Week Reflections Podcast. This is Darcy, and I'm glad that you've continued on this journey together with us as we walk towards Easter Sunday this Holy Week. Today's reflection comes from our Aldergrove campus. John Reeser is the community life pastor for all of NLCC, but calls Aldergrove home, and he has a reflection for us today called Instead.
Matthew 26, 14 through 16. Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him over to you?" So they counted out for him 30 pieces of silver. From then on, Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over. Today is Spy Wednesday, and Spy Wednesday is the name in the church calendar for the day when Judas agreed to spy for an opportunity to betray Jesus. Now, why would Judas do such a thing? How could he betray Jesus? Some suggest Judas was disillusioned. Contrary to what many had hoped, Jesus didn't dismantle the rule of Rome or restore Israel to an independent nation. Instead, he preached about loving your enemies and a heavenly kingdom. I wonder if, disappointed, Judas betrayed the one he felt betrayed by. Judas saw firsthand the arrival of God's kingdom, hundreds of people transformed by the miracles and teachings of Jesus, but Judas seemed unchanged. 30 pieces of silver wasn't a lot, basically a couple of paychecks, but it was enough that he sold his stake in the kingdom of God. See, Jesus and his followers were headed towards suffering, and instead of an escape plan, Jesus said, "Pick up your cross." And so today, on Spy Wednesday, Judas began to spy for a way out. We might see Judas as a bad guy. Do we also see ourselves? Have we ever looked for a way out? I've been disappointed by Jesus. I pray a prayer for someone to be transformed. Change the world, I ask God, and start with them. Instead, Jesus held up a mirror. I've given Jesus a shopping list, things I am convinced will make life wonderful. Instead, he offers me daily bread. I've begged Jesus to take me out of a tight spot. Instead, Jesus joined me in the mess. I've asked Jesus to make the future clear. Instead, he has led me step by step like a shepherd. Jesus isn't always who I want him to be, and in my disappointment, I sometimes spy for a way out. How about you? Have you ever asked Jesus to conquer your enemies? Change the world? Start with them? To bring you everything you want? To establish your kingdom? To take you out of a difficult situation? And if he hasn't done all you've asked in the way you wanted, how have you handled your disappointment? Let us pray. Jesus, I confess I have wanted my kingdom to come. Forgive me when my disappointment has made my heart prone to wander. Instead, tune my heart to yours. May your kingdom come, and your will be done. Amen.